Shalom, Australia. Asher Elmaleach, 46, sustained serious injuries when he was stabbed in the heart last Sunday afternoon. The security guard was stabbed at the entrance to the Jerusalem Tachana Merkazit Central Bus Station. The attacker, 24-year-old Yassin Abu Al-Kura, tried to flee on foot but was apprehended by passers-by and then arrested. Security forces raided his home in the town of Tubas near Nablus overnight on Sunday. Israeli troops in raids across the West Bank overnight on Tuesday arrested 32 Palestinians for suspected involvement in terror activities and violent rioting, including Sheikh Hassan Youssef, a Hamas leader in the West Bank and one of the group's founding members. At a massive rally on Thursday celebrating the 30th anniversary of Hamas's inception, leader Ismail Haniyeh said to a crowd of tens of thousands of supporters, many waving the movement's green flag or sporting Hamas headbands, "There is no such thing as the State of Israel, so it cannot have a capital called Jerusalem." Four Palestinians were killed on Friday afternoon as thousands of Palestinians demonstrated for a second week against Washington's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. One of them, Mohammed Akal, 29, stabbed an Israeli border police officer in the upper torso before being shot. Basil Ibrahim, 24, was killed in clashes in Anata in the northeast outskirts of Jerusalem. Yasser Sokar, 32, and Ibrahim Abu Turaye, 29, were killed along the Gaza-Israel border. The Israel Defense Forces said it opened fire on the main instigators of violent protests at the Gaza border after they failed to heed repeated calls to stop approaching the fence. Speaking ahead of Vice President Mike Pence's visit to Israel this week, a senior U.S. administration official told reporters on Friday that the White House envisions the Western Wall, the Kotel, will remain part of Israel under any accord with the Palestinians. The comments follow U.S. President Donald Trump's December 6th declaration that recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The Israeli Foreign Ministry declined to comment on the remarks, and there were no immediate reactions from the Palestinians. Pence will not meet with Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas or Palestinian officials on his visit, since they refused to see him in protest over Trump's recent decision. In a statement on Wednesday, Joint Arab List leader Ayman Odeh said the 13-member party will boycott U.S. Vice President Mike Pence's address to the Knesset this week to send a clear message to the U.S. administration and the world that there are citizens here who strongly oppose Trump's declaration and to clarify that the U.S. has lost its place as the exclusive mediator of negotiations. Christmas celebrations in Nazareth have been cancelled to protest the U.S. President's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The City Council announced on Thursday that Mayor Ali Salem, a Muslim, had ordered the axing of all planned artistic events, including a festival and large Christmas market. Salem said, "Our identity and faith aren't up for debate. The decision by Donald Trump about Jerusalem has taken away the joy of the holiday, and we will thus cancel the festivities this year." The Histadrut trade union will shut down Ben-Gurion Airport for 4 hours today as part of a nationwide strike over plans by pharmaceutical giant Teva to shed employees. Histadrut head Avi Nissen-Korn said 1,750 employees will be made redundant by Teva as part of a plan to slash 14,000 jobs globally over 2 years. Teva Pharmaceutical Industries is the world's largest producer of generic drugs. It has received $6.2 billion in tax reductions here since 2006. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday evening said that he will try to prevent the closure of Teva's Jerusalem factory, where the majority of its Israeli workforce is based. The restructuring threatens the closure of the Jerusalem manufacturing plant by the end of 2019. The company will also seek to sell off its global logistics center in Shoham and its plant in Kiryat Shmona. Workers at the Kiryat Shmona plant say that there are no other options for work for them in the north and have called on Finance Minister Kahlon to prevent the closure. Air traffic will be suspended today between 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. The Histadrut has also called for solidarity strikes at ports, banks, ministries and other sectors. Police investigators concluded the seventh round of questioning of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday in a criminal investigation examining suspicions he received illegal gifts from businessmen. Netanyahu was presented with testimony by Australian billionaire James Packer. Packer's testimony: "I admire Prime Minister Netanyahu and am happy that I was given the opportunity to be his friend. I was happy to give him presents many times at his request and his wife Sarah's request, strengthened the likelihood of bribery charges against Netanyahu." Sarah Netanyahu filed a letter of defence on Thursday in an abuse lawsuit against her, rejecting the claims as bizarre and ugly, and charging that the Labour court hearing the case has no authority to rule on the allegations. The complainant, Shira Raban, is a 24-year-old ultra-Orthodox mother of three who recently worked as a cleaner in the residence. 225,000 Shekel lawsuit claims Sarah Netanyahu insulted the young staffer relentlessly through her short tenure at the Prime Minister's residence. Large protests against political corruption continued last night in Tel Aviv. Ruling on a petition by a number of families of terrorists whose bodies are currently being held by Israel, the High Court on Thursday gave the government an ultimatum: pass a law regulating the holding of bodies as bargaining chips or hand them over to their families. The justices wrote in their decision, "The State of Israel as a nation of laws cannot hold on to corpses for the purpose of negotiations at a time when there is no specific and explicit law that allows it to do so." The High Court of Justice gave the government 6 months to enact such legislation. Defence Minister Avigdor Lieberman said he has instructed lawmakers to prepare a bill. Israeli security forces regularly take custody of terrorist corpses with the intent of using them in negotiations to retrieve the bodies of Israeli soldiers, specifically those of Hadar Golden and Aron Shaul, whose remains are being held by Hamas in Gaza. 600,000 mourners attended the Tuesday funeral of the leader of the Lithuanian ultra-Orthodox Jewish community in Israel, Rabbi Aaron Yehuda Leib Steinman, who had died earlier in the day. Police closed several major roads near the city of Bnei Barak ahead of the funeral for the rabbi, who was 104 years old. There were no eulogies as requested by Steinman in his will. The will, which was read at the ceremony by a student, also saw the rabbi ask his followers not to name their descendants after him or publicize any articles about him in the newspapers. 10 people at my funeral would be enough, he wrote in the document. President Reuven Rivlin said Steinman was a giant of Torah and a guide who instructed the lives of thousands upon thousands, and he noted that despite his firm views, he knew how to present his opinions in a gentle way with a deep love for every Jew. His wisdom was second only to his humility. Ayelet Goldberg Kadar and her daughter Hadass, residents of Kibbutz Bet Alpha, were on an afternoon hike near Kibbutz near David 2 weeks ago when Hadass noticed a pottery vessel lying at the mouth of a cave. Her mother, an archaeology student at Haifa University, realized that this was no ordinary find. Dr. Enat Ambar Amon, an expert in clay lamps, dated it to the Hasmonean period. The 7-year-old had discovered a rare, intact 2,200-year-old clay lamp just in time for Hanukkah. Chag Urim Sameach. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting from a Hanukkah happy Jerusalem.